to the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 24 and 25.
我们翻开哥林多前书第十一章第二十四、二十五节。
First Corinthians 11, 24, 25. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do it as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
哥林多前书第十一章二十四、二十五节。祝谢了就擘开，说这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
It has occurred coincidentally the homegoing of Dr. Carl McIntyre, who is the president of the International Council of Christian Churches.
很凑巧的就是Carl McIntyre教授呢，他最近就是回天家了。
His funeral was held on Tuesday in America, which is our Wednesday, yesterday.
而在美国的时间就是星期二，他的就举行了这个葬礼。
And our church has been greatly blessed by this great man of God, because he took a stand against all kinds of apostasy in the church today.
因为这个爱主的人，他为了站稳了立场，而针对那些现在很多的异端邪说，他站稳了立场，所以我们的教会就大大的得到了祝福。
And our BP churches.For the last 50 years or so, have been taking the same stand with him, and God has mightily blessed us.
而我们笃信圣经长老会呢，在过去的50年也是同样的站在同一边，就是坚守我们的立场，所以神也大大的祝福我们。
At his funeral, 3 hours were spent in his remembrance.
而这个葬礼呢，就维持3个小时，为的是要纪念他所做的一些事情。
As we come to commemorate the death of our Lord and Savior, I do not want to preach a sermon to you, but rather to recount all the wonderful things that happened through him before he died.
所以呢，我们在纪念耶稣受难节的时候呢。我们现在要做的就是要纪念到主耶稣基督在死前所做的一切的事情。
Now we will start with the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper.
现在我们现在就从这个主的最后的一个晚餐来开始。
Take note that it was not on Good Friday, but rather on Thursday evening.
我们要注意的这个主进行的最后一个晚餐不是在星期五，而是在星期四晚上。
And it was a celebration of the Passover.
而为的就是要纪念这个逾越节。
The Passover, the killing of the Passover lamb, saved the children of Israel.
而这个逾越节的时候呢，就是他们宰杀了羔羊，就拯救了这个以色列的民族。
It is actually a lesson on.How Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, will die for us and save us from our sins.
而这也预表了主耶稣基督要如何的为我们钉死在十字架上，流出宝血来救赎我们。
And so he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me."
所以他说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And then he gave the cup, and he said, "This is the cup."In my blood, shed his sin shed for the remission of many.
所以呢，过后就拿起杯来说，这是这杯是用我的血所立的新约，为的是要除去 所有的罪。
So we have to recollect what happened that night of the Passover.
所以我们要默想到在就是那个逾越节当天晚上就发生了什么事情。
Jesus predicted that Judas Iscariot would betray him.
而主耶稣就预言了说这个犹大就要出卖他。
And he boldly asked the Lord, like the other disciples who were very sorrowful, "Is it I?"
而这个犹大呢，竟敢和其他的门徒一样的问他，出卖你的人是我吗？
Jesus, who always speaks the truth, said, "Yes, you are the one who is going to betray me."
而主耶稣是从来不说谎的，他就说，就是你，你将出卖我。
In fact, Jesus gave him a sop.A piece of bread dipped in the fruit juice as a sign of love to bring him back.
但是耶稣甚至把一块饼递给他，为的是表达耶稣的爱心，为的是要把他挽回过来。
But instead of repenting, the Bible says that Satan then entered into his heart that he would betray him.
而犹大非但没有悔改，但是圣经告诉我们说，这个撒旦呢进入犹大的心，就是促使这个犹大出卖了耶稣。
Tonight we are all here to commemorate the death of our Savior.
而今天晚上我们聚集在一起，为了是要纪念我们主救主的死。
Let not any one of us betray our Lord Jesus and not be faithful unto Him.
而当然我们对主都是忠诚的，而不要出卖他。
After this, Jesus took a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples.
而过后呢，耶稣就拿了水，开始洗那门徒的脚。
When he came to Peter, who is always very quick to speak, he said, "Oh, not you to wash my feet."
而当他来到彼得的跟前的时候呢，彼得，说话向来是心直口快的，他就说，绝对不能让耶稣来为他洗脚。
Jesus said, "If I do not wash your feet, then you have no part with me."
那耶稣就告诉他，如果我没有给你洗脚的话，那你就与我没有份了。
Then Peter said, "Not only my feet, but also my hands and my head."
那彼得就说，不但要洗我的脚，连我的手和我头也一起洗吧。
Jesus said this.To show that they were not all clean.
而耶稣这么说是要就是显出他们并不是完全都是洁净的。
The uncleanness was in Judas, who should go out into the night and to plot to betray Jesus.
他们之所以会不洁净，是因为犹大他过后将要离开这个他们最后一个晚餐的地方，然后要出卖耶稣。
Then Jesus said.That the disciples would scatter when the shepherd would be struck by the enemy.
当耶稣过后说，当那个牧者要被敌人打败的时候呢，他的门徒将会分散到各地去。
Again, Peter said, "I will not deny you."
而彼得却说，我绝对不会否认我认识你。
And he even said, "I will be willing to die with you." And all the disciples said so.
而他跟其他的彼得和其他的门徒都一起说，我将甚至愿意和你一起同死。
But Jesus predicted that before the cock crows, he would have denied him three times.
而耶稣却预言了说，当公鸡啼叫之前呢，彼得就要出卖他否认他三次。
Of course, Peter could not believe that he would do that. "I will surely die for you," he said.
而彼得却还是坚定地说，我会与你同死。
From there, Jesus and the disciples went to the usual place, the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane.
而过后呢，耶稣就和门徒到了那个橄榄山去。
And he left the 12 disciples, the bulk of them, on the outside.
而他就让大部分的门徒就留在这个哥西马尼园外边。
And he took Peter, James and John, the three closest disciples, into the garden.
他就带领了彼得、雅各和约翰进入这个哥西马尼园。
And asked them to pray with him and for him while he went further to pray himself.
而他也要他们为他祷告和与他一起祷告，然后他就进入另一边。
That was the great struggle in his life against the temptation of Satan.
而这就是他生命当中遇到的最大的一个诱惑吧，就是因为他要抵挡这个撒旦的这个诱惑。
And he prayed to the Father.
真的，耶稣就向天父祷告。
That if it is possible.Let this cup of death be not drunk by him.
就是说，如果可能的话呢，他就不要喝这死亡的杯。
Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
但是耶稣却说，愿天父的旨意完成，而不是他自己的旨意。
Then he came back to see the three disciples.
他就倒过来看看这三个门徒是如何了。
But because of tiredness and sorrow.They went to sleep instead of praying.
但是他们因为他们悲伤，他们困倦，他们没有祷告，反而就睡了。
And Jesus said to Peter, "Can you not watch with me for 1 hour?"
然后耶稣就跟他说：“难道你就不能够和我一起警醒来祷告吗？”
And then Jesus went to pray the second prayer in the same words as the first.
而耶稣过后就用同样的话语再一次祷告。
And the third time.He prayed the same.
而第三次他也是用同样的话语又在祷告。
And it was with such agony that his sweat drops, as it were, of blood. He sweat profusely.
而在他祷告的时候，他也流汗了，而他的汗就如那个血滴一样。
An angel appeared to strengthen him.
而有天使出现，为的是要加添就是要给他加添力量。
And when they finally came, the disciples were still asleep, and they said, "Now let us go, because the enemy has come."
而当他回到那门徒的那里的时候呢，他就发现他们还在睡觉，然后就说，因为这个敌人已经来了，所以就让我们往前去吧。
With swords and staves and Judas.Who made the sign? The person a kiss is the person you will arrest.
而犹大之前已经跟这些罗马兵丁定下了说，如果就是犹大所亲的那个人，他们就要把他逮捕了。所以他们就带着那个刀枪就来了。
In the Gospel of John, it is recorded that Jesus Christ, when he said, "I am He,"
当在约翰福音的时候里面呢，就提到说耶稣回答说：“就是我。”
All the soldiers, all the Gestapo of the high priest, and I believe including Judas, all fell backwards flat on the ground.
而当耶稣这么说的时候呢，那些要来前来要捉拿他的兵丁，反而是往后倒下了。
And he said, "If you want to take me,Then let all my disciples go."
然后他就说，如果你要捉拿我的话，就让我的门徒离去。
It shows how meticulous Jesus is in his care for you and me.
这就让我们看到主耶稣爱我们是多么的细心的。
Without his permission, no one can touch us.
如果没有得到他的许可的话，绝对没有人能够伤害我们。
But Peter waxed strong. He pulled out his sword and slice off the ear of the high priest's servant.
彼得呢却拿出刀来把那个祭司长的那个仆人的耳朵给他割了下来。
And Jesus taught them a lesson that they should not rely on the arm of flesh. They that carry the sword will perish by the sword.
而耶稣呢就教训了就是教了他们一项的功课，就是他们不应当靠着肉体的力量来得胜，因为那靠着肉体跟刀来得胜的，将也会死在刀下。
Jesus asked them to bring a sword, but it is purely for self-defense and not for attack.
耶稣并没有就是让他们拿这个刀呢，是为了自卫，而不是要攻击别人。
Then Jesus submitted to his attackers.And he was arrested.
真的，耶稣呢就顺服，然后被逮捕了。
For he must walk the way of the cross to die for our sins.
因为他要完成这十字架的道路，为着我们的罪而死。
So the first thing they brought him to the palace of the high priest in the middle of the night.
现在在深夜里面呢，他们就把他拿到这个祭司长那里去。
And there were several false accusers to say that he said that without his hands he would destroy the temple and in 3 days he would build it again.
现在他们就给他加控了许多不可理喻的一些指责，说耶稣曾经说过他不用用手就可以把这个圣殿给拆毁了，然后三天后就把它重建过来。
He rather meant himself.
他说的
he would die for our sins.
他说的反而是他自己，因为他会为我们的罪而死。
And he would rise from the dead.
而他要从死里复活。
Finally, the high priest asked him to say honestly, as it were by swearing, "Are you the Christ?" The Son of God.
而祭司长要他起誓说，他是不是就是基督，就是神的儿子？
Jesus never evaded that question. Whenever they asked him, "Are you the Son of God?" He said yes. And you see him coming in the clouds of heaven in power and great glory. He said.
所以呢，耶稣从来不回避他们问这个问题的时候，他从来没有回避。就是他们问他你是不是神子，他就正式的回答他们说是的，然后就是那个天庭也会为着他而做这样的见证。
Then the high priest made a hue and a cry. What more do you want? He has spoken blasphemy. He being a man makes himself God.
而这个祭司长就说，他就说耶稣把他自己当成了神，那还要定什么罪呢？
In the meantime, Peter had got into the garden of the high priest's palace.
而在这同时呢，彼得就进入了这个祭司长的院子里头。
Because it was very cold and they had lighted a fire.
因为当时很冷，他们就起了火。
A girl spotted him, said, "Oh, you are one of Jesus' company. You come from Galilee."
然后有个婢女去看到他，就说：“哦，你是跟耶稣同在的，你是从加利利来的。
”Peter completely denied that he knew Jesus.
彼得就全然的否认他认识耶稣这回事。
Another girl came along. Yes, I recognize you are with Jesus.
然后另一个使女经过就说，我也认得你，你是跟耶稣同在的。
And then all those who sat around said, "Truly, you are."
坐在周围的人也说，你确实是与耶稣同在的。
But he now began to swear most vehemently, "I never know Jesus."
那现在彼得就大声的起誓说，我从不认识耶稣。
At that point, Jesus turned around to look at Peter lovingly.
在那个时候呢，耶稣就转过身，就是转过来看着那个彼得，就是以一个很有爱心的眼光来看着彼得。
But Peter suddenly woke up to his great sin of denying the Lord, and he wept.
而彼得就觉察到他竟然就是犯了这样的罪，就是不认耶稣，然后他就哭了。
By this time, it was getting light. Morning was coming.
在这个时候就是破晓的时分。
And so they brought him from the high priest's palace to Pilate's palace.
所以呢
the Roman governor.
他们就把他从这个祭司长的地方来把他带到这个皮拉多的面前。
And they began to accuse Jesus that he should be crucified.
他们就指责耶稣，甚至说要钉死他。
But Pilate, being a just person, knowing that this was an accusation from envy,
而皮拉多作为一个公正的这个管理人，他就知道这是出于嫉妒的心态，他就知道这样的指责是错误的。
He tried his best to save Jesus.
他就尽他的能力来救这个耶稣。
Besides, his wife had a dream.Of Jesus, that he was a just man, and she was very unhappy and sad that this just man should be so accused.
而同样的，就是皮拉多的太太也梦到耶稣，然后知道说他是一个公义的人，然后就知道他要被诬告，要受死，他就很伤心。
She told Pilate her husband, "Don't do anything that is harmful." To this just man,
他就告诉 告诉皮拉多说不要伤害这个公义的人。
So Pilate three times declared before the Jews, I found no fault in him.
所以呢，皮拉多三次的对这些犹太人说他查不出他有什么罪来。
Now at this time it was a custom to release some prisoner because of the Passover.
因为逾越节的关系呢，他们有这样的一个传统，就是要就是赦免一个罪人。
So Jesus, Pilate said, "Why not let Jesus go? Because it is a custom."
那么皮拉多就说，既然你们有这样的一个传统，不如把耶稣就是给他一个特赦，把他放了吧。
No, he is worthy of death. Crucify him. We rather will take a prisoner by the name of Barabbas.
然后那些犹太人说，不是啊，我们不要释放他，要你钉死他，我们宁可就是要你释放那个巴拉巴。
No, crucify Jesus.
他们就说要钉死耶稣。
And they even took a most serious oath.
他们甚至很严肃的来起誓。
His blood be upon us and on our children. We will not mind being cursed so long as we have Jesus crucified.
那么他们就说，就是把他杀死的这样的一个如果是罪的话，就归到我们身上，甚至于我们的子孙身上。
I do not know whether that oath has even affected the Jews of today.
我不知道他们当时所发的这样的一个毒誓，是不是影响到现今的犹太人。
But it is so sad that America is not able to make peace between the Palestinians and the Jews.
但是我们现在看到美国不能够让这个以色列和巴勒斯坦达到和平的协议，是让人很悲伤的一件事情。
At any rate, the Jews are mostly atheists, agnostics, and they rely on their own strength.
因为现今的犹太人呢，他们都是无神论的，他们不承认神，他们反而靠着自己的力量。
But when Jesus Christ comes in the clouds of heaven and they see his nail prints on the hand and they all believe, at that time all the Jews will be saved.
但是当耶稣再来的时候，他们看到他手上的钉痕，他们就会相信，然后这些犹太人就会得救。
But you see, nailing Jesus and taking that terrible oath has affected their children to this day.
但是他们当时呢，却发了这样的毒誓，所以就影响到了现今的犹太人。
So Jesus Christ was sentenced for death, but Pilate washed his hands and he said that I am innocent from his blood, yet he acceded to the Jews' demand, and he was now to be sent to the crucifixion.
所以呢，这个皮拉多他就洗了手，说他的死就是耶稣的死，与他无关。但是他还是应了这些犹太人的要求，让他们把他带到外头，把他钉死十字架。
Since Jesus is now to be crucified, and so he's looked upon as a criminal, the soldiers, as they would do it to a person accused, plaited the crown of thorns and put it on his head.
所以呢，既然耶稣现在已经是被定了罪的一个犯人，那些做那些兵丁呢，就像他们平常对待犯人一样，就是披了一个荆棘的冠冕呢，放在他的头上。
And after mocking him, then they start out to go to a place called Golgotha, which means a skull hill.
所以呢，他们在凌辱的他过后呢，就把他带到这个叫做哥哥他的地方，就是骷髅地。
You must know that Jesus by now must be truly exhausted.
到了这个地步呢，我们应该知道说耶稣已经是非常疲累的。
And there happened to be a man by the name of Simon.
就有一个叫做西门的这个人。
He is from the country of Cyrene.
他就是这个西里尼人。
And They compelled him to carry Jesus' cross.
他们众人呢就逼他来背负这个耶稣他所当的那个十字架。
And when they come to the hill of Golgotha, it is about 9 o'clock in the morning.
就是在来到哥哥他的地方的时候呢，正是早上九点钟。
And Jesus was crucified together with two thieves.
而耶稣就与其他两个盗贼同钉十字架。
And when they erected them, he erected after crucifying them.
所以呢，他们就是把他钉在十字架过后呢，就把那个十字架拉上来。
Many people came around to further mock Jesus.
而有更多的人来到他的周围来取笑他，凌辱他。
Even the Pharisees and the scribes, the theologians, they say he saved others.But he cannot save himself.
甚至于那些法利赛人那些文士就是所谓的神学家他们来到他的面前说他说他能够拯救别人反而他连他自己也不能够拯救。
If you are the son of God, come down and show yourself.
如果你是神子的话那你就证明给我们看你就现在下来吧。
But thank God, of the two thieves, that was a good thief.
但是感谢神在那两个盗匪当中呢有一个算是比较好的。
He now looked upon Jesus.
因为他现在看着耶稣。
And he said, "Please remember me when you come to your kingdom."
他就告诉耶稣说，当你来到，就是去到你的天国的时候呢，请你纪念我。
As long as we are repentant, as long as we know that Jesus Christ is our Savior and we long for Him, we can be saved.
当你渴慕耶稣，你知道承认耶稣为你的个人的救主，你。悔改的话，那你就可以得救。
Jesus was very glad to forgive him of his sins. You will be with me today in paradise.
耶稣当然乐于就是原谅他的罪，他就说：“今日你将与我同在乐园。”
Do you look up to Jesus?
你是不是也仰望耶稣呢？
But the bad thief turned away from Jesus.
但是另一个盗贼却没有就是归向耶稣。
And he also had made fun of Jesus. If you are really the Son of God, you can come down and take us down also.
他甚至取笑他说，如果你真的是神子的话，那你也可以自己下来，并且把我们也救下来。
The good thief chided him. We deserve to die, but not this just man.
那个有悔改的心的那个盗贼呢，他就说，我们犯了罪，我们应该受死的。但是这个人是公义的，他没有犯罪，他不应该。
Once you believe in Jesus, you become a disciple, you will testify and witness for your Savior.
你一旦相信耶稣，你就成为他的信徒，他的门徒，然后你就会为他做见证。
Now at the foot of the cross, there were all those who loved Jesus Christ.
而在十字架旁就有很多爱主的。
First of all, Mary Magdalene, out of whom 7 devils were cast out.
就是有就是这个莫大拉的玛利亚
and there are several other Marys
还有其他的玛利亚
there was John the disciple and far off
然后还有约翰他站在旁边
at such an hour when Jesus Christ was so exhausted he still remembered his mother and introduced John to be the son and John must take care ofHis mother.
当耶稣在这个时候已经是这么疲累的，他还是纪念到玛利亚他的母亲，然后他就把这个约翰引荐给玛利亚认识，然后要约翰照顾他，就是把他当做母亲一样照顾他。
This very fact shows that Jesus Christ, he being the Son of God, he is able to do to the uttermost.
这就让我们看到耶稣贵为神子，他还是能够尽他所能的做了一切。
Now at 12 o'clock noon, a great darkness came over the scene.
而在正午时分呢，那整个天就昏暗了下来。
And when it was about 3 o'clock,
而当到了下午三点的时候
，Jesus having uttered 7 very wonderful kind words on the cross.
而耶稣就在十字架上说了7个很重要的话的字。
He cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why do you forsake me?
他就说神啊，你为何离弃我？
And then he having accomplished the work of salvation on the cross,
他既然已经完成了在十字架完成了救赎的工作，
He said, it is finished.
他就说成了。
His salvation work for us on the cross was completed at the final hour before he died.
就是在他死前的那一刻，他为拯救我们的这个救赎的工作，在十字架上的救赎工作已经完成了。
There is nothing that you can do to save yourself. Jesus has done everything to save us.
我们不可以做任何的事情来拯救我们自己，反而耶稣他却尽了一切，做了一切事情来拯救我们。
Then he gave up the ghost.
所以呢，他就死去了。
We come to the final part when the loving disciples of Jesus showed their true colors.
而我们来到最后一段，就是说到他的门徒是如何，就是显出他们的真实的性情。
There was a Jewish leader. His name was Joseph of Arimathea.
就是有一个犹太人的领袖，他叫做约瑟的。
He had a new tomb in a garden.
他在这个园子里面有一个新的坟墓。
And this tomb was for himself and was not used by anyone.
这个坟墓呢，原本是要为自己而设的，而没有人用过这个坟墓。
He went to Pilate to beg for the body of Jesus.
他就向皮拉多要求，就是领这个耶稣的尸体。
And Nicodemus, the one who got born again, according to John chapter 3, he also came along.
就是在约翰福音第三章提到的尼哥底母，他也来到这了。He
brought 100 pounds of sweet spices.
他就拿了一些香料。
And bringing down the body of Jesus, they lovingly embalmed him.
他们就用这些香料把他包裹了起来。
And put him in the new tomb in the garden.
就用了这些细麻布把它裹了起来，然后把它放在这个院子里面的新的坟墓里头。
We truly believe this is in the Protestant Church garden tomb and not in the Roman Catholic Church, which is built over with a cathedral and plenty of incense.
我们相信就是在圣地里，圣地那的那个坟墓呢，应该是就是这个我们新派的那个所谓定下的那个坟墓，而不是罗马天主教他们所定的有很多的香啊，很多的那些偶像的那个坟墓。
So Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, having done their good job, they left.
所以呢，这个义士约瑟和那个尼哥底母就做了这件事情过后，他们就离去了。
But Mary Magdalene, out of whom seven devils were cast, and the other Marys, and the mother of Jesus, and John, they lingered, and they also left, and they were prepared to come back to anoint the body of Jesus after the Sabbath.
而这个原本被七个鬼附身的这个莫大拉的玛利亚，还有另外一个玛利亚和耶稣的，就是生耶稣的那个玛利亚和约翰呢，他们就留在那儿，但是其他的门徒都离开了。Because
we love Jesus, we remember him.
因为我们爱耶稣，我们就要纪念到耶稣。At
the Lord's Supper, he says, as you take the bread and you drink the cup, you remember his death.
而我们在守圣餐的时候呢，耶稣也说过，我们每逢吃着饼喝着杯的时候，我们是纪念他的死。Jesus
has died our death that we will not die.
耶稣为我们的缘故而死了，以致我们不会就是受这罪的刑罚。I
believe every one of us who is trusting in him and we love him, we'd like to hear the story of what happened step by step until he was laid in the tomb.
而当然我们 所有信靠他爱他的人的信徒，我们都要就是知道他被埋在坟墓的每一个步骤是如何进行的。
Therefore we'd like to conclude by singing Were you there before you come to the Lord's table, number 1 verse 1 and 4。
所以我们在守圣餐之前，我们先唱第一首曾否在第一和第四节。